Here's a story about the varieties of religious observance that can be found in one family from commentator Anna Abraflaster.
I grew up in a Cuban household with lots of rules. You held your grandmother's hand till you were 15, and you kissed every visitor who came through the door. But when it came to reaching out to the big guy in the sky, or Papa Dios, as kids were taught to call God, my officially Catholic family relaxed and let each person bounce along their own path of faith. Abuela Cuca, my father's mother, threw her lot in with espiritismo, spiritualism. She kept little glasses half-filled with water in different parts of the house. She was always shuffling around with a water pitcher, refilling the glasses. I'd trail behind asking what she was doing, but she'd just shoo me away or hand me something to eat. Finally, one day she said, "All right, I'll tell you, but for God's sake, don't tell your mother. She's too Christian for this." My grandmother was offering water to the spirits that lingered all around her house. They were good spirits, she said. The water in the glasses was always vanishing, and that proved that she was onto something. In the meantime, my mother was busy tending to her own mysteries. She was a former atheist, but she became a devotee of the Virgen de los Milagros, the Virgin of the Miraculous Medal, after my three-year-old brother nearly drowned one day at a beach in Varadero. While dressing him in the cabana after he'd been resuscitated, she noticed something shiny through her tears. A perfect 18-karat gold medal of the Virgen peeked out from under his toddler's foot. She still wears that medal around her neck, and I'm always grateful when I catch her holding it between her index finger and thumb, eyes closed, heart full. I thought my father was above all this, but not long ago he confided to me how Santeria, a Cuban fusion of African religions and Catholicism, helped him with his baseball career. Like many of his teammates, he'd take his glove to the local santero before big games for special incantations. Papi followed the santero's advice without fail. Once, during a game against a rival team, a particularly observant umpire noticed something wrong with home plate. The ump lifted up the plate and revealed my father's stash of magic stones, beaded necklaces, and corn husks, all there on Santero's orders. Papi still regrets losing that game, but I don't. If he'd won, maybe he wouldn't have told me the story that reminded me again of the beauty of a household that allowed all of its spirits to unfurl.
Anna Abraflaster lives in Lexington, Massachusetts.